We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Good morning. Welcome back. This is the Bell and Pollock Injury Show, Champions of the People. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. It's an information-loaded website. All of our books are there. We have written five books, one on hit and run. We've written books on insurance. We have a new book coming out this week from the publisher called Car Insurance in Colorado, The Essential Guide, How to Point Your Legal Compass to True North Before an Accident Occurs. You want that book. It's free. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, or call our law firm, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. We'll send you a hard copy free of any of our books, including the one that's coming out this week. So, and our website, all of our podcasts are there, our video casts are there, our audio podcasts are there, of all of our shows, including the live call-in show we do on Saturday morning on KHOW at 7 o'clock. That show is designed as a community service to answer legal questions on any legal subject. This show, as is with a bunch of our other shows, is an injury show, and we cover injury subjects. You know, over the years, we've learned people come in, they don't know, they're guessing. You don't want to guess. We wrote a book called Legal Game Plan, Your Strategy. Your strategy tailored to your, and you get a legal game plan when you come into our law firm. Your strategy tailored to your accident, how the accident happened, how you're going to prove liability, how you're going to substantiate your injuries, how you're going to prove your injuries, what was the mechanism of injury, and how are you going to defeat the strategy the at-fault insurance company has against you. And believe me, they have one, or they have many, and they implement them. And the myth is, you've been injured, surely some insurance company is going to pay. That's what insurance is for. Get that out of your mind today, now. Get a copy of our book. All right, Brad, we're talking about this car accident. The at-fault insurance company finally, in this example, a year later, decide they're going to pay the policy limits of $100,000. Your medical bills are $40,000. We've covered. If your health insurance company had to pay that back, paid it, then they want their money back. We've covered. If you bought MedPay for $50,000, for example, and you don't have to pay the $40,000 back, you keep it in your pocket. And so let's talk about that difference, and let's talk about what subrogation is and what it really, really means to the injured victim.
And MedPay is an animal where you've gotten it through your car insurance, and our courts have recognized the fact that you've paid a separate premium to get that money or to get that coverage. And because you're paying a separate premium, the court indicated and has stated it doesn't really seem fair, and it really isn't fair, for the insurance company to be able to get it back, to get that MedPay back when you've already paid for it, you've given them the money for it, and you've paid the premium. So, you know, the court looks and goes, when you've been collecting a premium to be able to pay this and you've been supposedly stockpiling that premium or properly investing that premium or properly using it, because obviously they're allowed to charge more and more premium as they go to the insurance commissioners and say what their bills are. They say you've put this money aside to pay MedPay expenses. Now what you're saying is that in addition to being able to put that money aside, you want to make the insured, your insured who's been giving you all these premiums, to give you back the money they collect in MedPay. And they said that doesn't seem right. That seems like a double recovery to the insurance company. So instead what they said is they said we're going to let the insured, the injured person who kept the MedPay, didn't give it up, who maybe paid for more and collected more, we're going to let them keep that money. So if, in fact, all your $40,000 has been paid by MedPay, and once again, remember, you have limits, and the automatic limits are $5,000 if you don't waive it. So of the $40,000, only $5,000 may have been paid. Some for some people, zero if you waive it. Please don't do that. But the you know, you've got $5,000, maybe $10,000, maybe $25,000. That first money is going to be able to go into your pocket. You're not going to have to give it back to your car insurance company, who advanced that money to emergency responders, or maybe who advanced that money to the first people taking care of you, or advanced that money for other purposes, such as copays, deductibles, or what it might have been used for. It's a very important premise. Now, that is not necessarily the case on the when you're dealing with your health insurance, to whom you're paying a premium, you're going, well, what's the difference? And there is no difference. But there's a different set of rules for the health insurance companies, and that requires proof of make whole before you can avoid having to give them money. Now, remember, on your MedPay, you don't have to show make whole. You don't have to show anything. All you have to do is show that's MedPay, and you're entitled to keep it. That's
right.
It.
So you got to divide this up in your mind. The health insurance company is a separate entity. If you pay your medical bills from your injury, and if the health insurance company pays them, they're going to want to be paid their money back. And there's no protection. There's ways to negotiate that, and we can't go into them here. But you got to pay the health insurance company back. Your MedPay is on your car insurance policy. How easy is that? The statutory minimum is $5,000. Buy as much as you can. If you bought $50,000 in this example, and the MedPay on your own car insurance policy pays your $40,000 in medical bills in our example, out of the $100,000 the at-fault party is going to pay. If your MedPay paid it, you don't have to pay your car insurance MedPay back. You keep the money in your pocket. Now, there's other ways to fight it, and there's the common fund doctrine, there's the make-whole doctrine, and other ways to go after this. But the easiest way, right at the beginning, is to raise your MedPay on your own car insurance policy. And so let's get this process straight. Part of your damage is in a car accident or your medical bills. That's not the only damages. We're going to cover these in later shows, but we're talking about part of your damage being your medical bills. You had $40,000 in medical bills in this example. The at-fault insurance company pays you $100,000, and that includes your $40,000 in medical bills. So the fight's on. Are you going to have to pay the money back to some entity, or are you going to keep the money in your pocket? And so with the health insurance company, you have to pay them back, some exceptions. With the car insurance company, MedPay, you don't have to pay them back. All right, Brad, let's get down to the fact that you can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, or you can call us anytime for a free initial consultation, 303-795-5900, 795-5900. Now let's go to the example where you got the $100,000, they're going to finally pay this after they've reviewed all your medical bills and your medical records. They're going to finally pay you. Let's use the health insurance company example. Let's say you waive MedPay, which you should never do. Your health insurance company paid the $40,000. Let's say it's not an ERISA plan. So we're trying to make this as easy on this example as we can. Okay, talk to me about the make-whole doctrine, and talk to everybody how that works, because sometimes even if you have to pay the health insurance company back, you don't have to.
Now, make-whole doctrine is a common law doctrine, actually, that existed for many years prior to it being codified and put into a statutory form. It has now been put into statutory form in the state of Colorado that requires certain deadlines. It requires you to meet certain requirements and certain qualifications. There's a school of thought out there that thinks it's good that it's now a statutory form, and you have by the letters certain things you can do and certain ways to try to invoke the principle. You have other people who think maybe that wasn't a good idea, and you don't have, and now you're stuck to just the codified section. But it is a matter of saying whether or not when you recover the money, you've been made whole. And made whole is obviously a lot of times a matter of perspective. Do you think you've been made whole? I don't know what your injury is when you're talking $40,000, so you have to tell us your injury. And let's say it's a broken hip. Okay, now the question is if you had a broken hip and you spent $40,000 for medical bills, which is very likely. I mean, that's the kind of money you're going to spend on something like that. And it's $100,000 you've collected, or you know, maybe you've collected some. That's the statutory limits is $100,000. That's what the limits were, and maybe you had another $5,000 on your med pay, so you collected another $5,000 or whatever. A third of that's probably gone to an attorney. So now you're talking that you've got $40,000 and $33,000. You've got $73,000. Now, that's the $40,000 is the medical bills. Now we're talking about what happens with your ability to earn money in the future and what happened at the time you took off to address the broken hip and what kind of income you lost. And that's going to be an extended amount of money. So all of a sudden you find out that really $100,000, $105,000 does not make you whole. It does not compensate you entirely for your medical bills, for your lost income, for your attorney's fees, for your costs, and for the non-economic pain and suffering and loss of quality of life losses that you've experienced. And when you're looking at that, you start realizing, well, if I have to give this 40 over to back to the medical insurance company, I'm really in the hole. I'm in the hole anyway, but now I've got to give this money out and I've got to give it back. I'm just terribly in the hole. I'm not going to get paid for all my losses. And so we now have a statute where you can give notice, and you must give notice to the insurance company, to the medical insurance company, or whoever it is that's representing them. Quite often they'll hire a group like Optum or some other type of group, Avectus, they'll hire a group. And you need to give notice to them, and you need to say, here's what it is. Here's how much I've recovered. Here's what I've how the money's been spent, or here's what it's for. Here's my injuries and my losses I've experienced. Here's the problems I've got. Here's the permanency of my injury. And then you say, I have not been made whole. And you send that out to them to see what they're going to say in return.
Right. You know, there's a statute in Colorado, Brad just referenced it, that finally is in your favor. And so the general rule is, right, the general rule is if you collected the $100,000 from the at-fault party's insurance company, your medical bills are $40,000, your health insurance company paid the $40,000, your general rule is you got to pay them back. But under the statute, you can, it's complicated, and we're going to cover it in detail in a later show, you can invoke the make-whole doctrine saying, my injuries, damages, and losses were more than $100,000. I collected the policy limits of $100,000. Therefore, since I have not been made whole, repeating, since I have not been made whole, then you don't get any of your money back. And there's a procedure you follow. And it can and does work in your favor. But you and your attorney need to know what this is. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Our website, go to it, championsofthepeople.com. All of our five books that we've written and published are on our website. They're free. You just click on them and you can download them for free. And also you can get our new book that's coming out this week called Car Insurance in Colorado, What You Need to Know, with narrative and picture instructions on sample insurance policies. It's easy for you to follow. How to point your legal compass to true north before a crash occurs. What do you need to know? What do you need to do? And that's not all of the book. There's other parts on rental car insurance, what MedPay is, how Medicaid is handled, how Medicare is handled. And it's a very exhaustive book with regard to car insurance in Colorado. Also, you can come in for a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan. We have a book. We wrote it, Legal Game Plan. We put our over 35 years of experience into this book. We will spend time with you. We will talk to you about your crash and your injuries. Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back. You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. When you've been injured in a car crash, you're up against large insurance companies and their lawyers. You need experienced attorneys on your side. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We've been representing injured victims just like you for over 25 years. We can help put your life back together again. Sometimes the strongest thing you can do is ask for help. Bell & Pollock, Colorado's premier injury law firm. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. We'll help you.
Hi, it's Mandy. Join my friends Gary and Brad for Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show, right here on KOA, Saturday mornings, 10 a.m. to 11. It focuses on teaching Coloradans their rights and how to deal with the insurance companies if you're injured in an accident.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Good morning. Welcome back. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We have offices in Greenwood Village, Denver, and Steamboat Springs. We do cases all over the state of Colorado, and we've done it for years. We've tried jury trials in Sterling, Colorado, Durango, Grand Junction, Steamboat Springs, and all points in between. We have over 35 years of experience. We even have a book written on workers' compensation if you're injured on the job. We have a book written on, it's called Hit and Run, Cowards of the Street, and they are cowards of the street. We're talking about, in our usual example in these shows, is a car accident. You've been injured in a car accident. How do you enforce your rights? What do you need to know? You don't want to guess. You don't want to speculate. You wouldn't speculate when you're putting a new product together. You wouldn't speculate if you're going to bake something. You wouldn't speculate or guess on the most important thing in your life, and the insurance company already knows what we're trying to teach you. Period. Paragraph. Done. So you need to understand what your rights are. A free initial consultation and a free legal game plan is in order. We wrote a book, Legal Game Plan. You can get a free copy of it. Okay, today we're talking about this car accident. In our example today, the insurance company for the at-fault party has decided finally, after they've reviewed your medical records and gone through, you've navigated that insurance maze, they're going to pay the $100,000 policy limits for all of your damages, injuries, and losses. One element of your damages, injuries, and losses are your medical bills. And we've been talking about that and how you work that and how you fight that, how you negotiate it to try to keep that money in your pocket and not pay the health insurance company back the $40,000 that they paid. Medicare is a different example. Medicaid is a different example. But those are very, very important. So, Brad, let's talk a little. What are damages, injuries, and losses? We've covered one element, medical bills, because I don't think many people understand, well, you've been injured in a car accident. What is insurance company supposed to pay me for what and how and why?
Well, medical bills is a key. You want to be paying attention to whether or not those medical bills will continue in the future, and if so, to what extent you may face medical bills in the future as a result of the injury you experienced from the crash or for the slip and fall. And so sometimes you're having to estimate, or you're trying to figure out what or calculate what the medical bills will be in the future. A lot of times that's very difficult. You need your doctor to help you to understand what might be there, and hopefully you've got a good doctor who will talk to you and discuss it with you and will give you information and recognize the importance of making sure that's available. After the medical bills, you've got the lost income. Of course, you've got the time you spent off of work or the time you've lost from work. You've got the benefits that you've had to use at work that to maybe compensate for some of that lost income, whether that's using up vacation time or whether it's using up sick leave. And some of that will depend on whether you can accumulate that or have it paid to you, regardless of whether you use it. Sick leave is for sure one that you want to find out if you get paid for it. If you don't use it, then by using it, you've lost money. Vacation time, if you had to use your vacation time while you've been sitting around at home, that's a good compensation or a good calculation for you to use to determine what kind of compensation. That's, once again, when you're talking about lost income, you want to talk about not only what you have had in the past, but what you may encounter in the future. It may be loss of ability to earn. You've got to talk about that, whether or not you're now going to be classified as a disabled worker, whether or not when you go to interview with an employer or to talk about being able to carry out the job description that the employer has, whether you're going to have to look at them and say, I'm a disabled worker, I may not be able to do those certain things, or I'll need accommodations, or I won't be able to work as fast, or I won't be able to work as efficiently. And that could be another loss that you've got to address as far as somebody determining whether or not you're employable. You've got miscellaneous expenses. Don't ever forget about the medications you may have to get because medications are very expensive. Sometimes there's orthopedic devices you've got to use, whether that be crutches, whether it be a wheelchair or walker, whatever the device might be, whether it be braces. You've got the medications that you've got to calculate in what you've got to use there. After that, you've still got things like mileage when you've gone back and forth to the doctor and when you've gone back and forth to different healthcare providers or when you've gone back and forth to the store to get your medications. So those are some of the medical bills you're talking about, or some of the, I'm sorry, economic losses you're talking about. Basically, you've got to think at any time you've taken a dollar out of your pocket, any kind of money out of your pocket, you've got to be talking to them about getting it reimbursed.
Right. You know, so far we've covered out-of-pocket expenses, but I just talked about it. That's part of your claim if you've been injured, because we're trying to explain to you, you know, what can you claim? What does the insurance company for the out-of-pocket party have to pay you? What do they try to devalue? How do they fight you? So, yes, your medical bills, we've covered those. Yes, your lost wages, your job opportunities, or loss of earning capacity. That could be a complicated subject. Yes, out-of-pocket expenses. Yes, your pain and suffering. Yes, your physical injuries. If you broke your hip, if you need a hip replacement, if you have to have a facet injection because you have a facet injury in your lumbar spine or your cervical part of your spine, then yes, you can recover for those. So these are the part of the damages, how you build a case to present it properly and appropriately with the insurance company. You know, you can call us for help anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. We do cases all over the state of Colorado, and we have for years. You can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. We call it an information letter website. It's there. All of our podcasts are there. All of our information are there. And every Sunday morning, we do a blog in the Denver Post, an injury blog that you can read as well. So we're trying to cover the damages, injuries, and losses you can claim from an insurance company. Let's default a second, Brad, to the lost earning capacity or lost wages. Insurance companies don't want to talk about the future. Think about this. What they usually say is, okay, we're going to pay you $2,500 for your medical bills, and we'll pay you $500 for pain and suffering, and it's 1 week after the accident. That's a quick settlement. We've advised many, many times not to do that. But they're going to make a claim. They're going to make a settlement, Brad, and out of this $100,000, they're going to say, we're going to pay you X dollars for your settlement. And you say, wait a minute. That's just for my past medical bills. In this example, my $40,000 in medical bills are just for my treatment up to date. What about my future? What about my future lost wages? What about my future loss of earning capacity? What about the future medical bills? Are those part of a claim? They can't be ignored.
And they have to be part of the claim. If they're not part of the claim, then you're going to lose out and not be adequately compensated for your injuries, damages, and losses. You've got to be able to address what those future expenses and those future losses are. The insurance companies, the adjusters, absolutely don't want to talk about that. They want to talk about the fact that, oh, you'll be okay. You'll find a way to make as much money as you were making and to stay on the course of raises and bonuses and improvement and advancement that you would have otherwise been on. They don't want to recognize disabled workers. Now, the funny thing is, with insurance companies, is when they're training their salespeople to sell you insurance, they'll talk to you about it then, and they'll identify it then, and they'll talk to you about what a catastrophic event can cost you and what it can do to your future and how it can affect your family and yourself and your income. But the adjusters who work on the other side, who are the ones who are supposed to pay when you have this injury, They don't want to talk about it. That's something they don't recognize, and they don't even believe is true. Then in their mind, any catastrophic event you have will always be overcome, and you'll be able to go out there and you'll be able to do whatever it takes to get your full income. Yeah, and there will always be a job somewhere, or you can always be retrained for maybe a couple $100 back into a field that's going to allow you to make the money you were making.
That's what they usually say, and they take their position that way, but they don't want to talk about the future. When you're talking about your damages, injuries, and losses in a car crash or any type of injury, you talk about past injuries, past damages, past medical bills, what you've suffered to date, but you talk about the future. And a good way to bring it home is, let's just talk about a lost job, Brad. Somebody say they're a wage earner, and they've been off work for 4 months. They're finally back to work half-time, but in their condition, the way it's going to be, they're going to need neck surgery in the future. That's going to be over $100,000. They're going to be off work, and they're going to be a disabled worker as classified by the government and other authorities, a disabled worker. So they don't want to talk about, the insurance company doesn't want to talk about the fact that your work life expectancy for a 30-year-old person might be another 35 years. They don't want to talk about the fact that just 8 of those years, of the 35 years, you're probably not going to have a job. Maybe you're going to have a job for most of it, but you're not going to have a job. You're going to lose out for 8 of those work-life expectancy numbers, and that's part of your damages you can claim.
That's right. You're not going to be working during those time periods. Why? Because you're going to have to take the time off to go get care taken care of. You're not going to have anything that's going to pay you. You probably lose your job when you take those months off. They're not going to be able to keep you. You're going to be out searching for another job, and you're going to be facing the same requirements and the same things you had to face before, trying to find somebody who will hire you knowing about this injury, this problem. Can they make the accommodations? Or if they don't, when you finally look and say, well, now it's time for my next surgery or for my next time off work, they're going to look and they're going to say, I'm sorry, we can't keep you. And they can't keep you because they have to run their businesses, and this is what they mean when they say you're in a disabled category or a category when it comes to your work-life expectancy and your income expectancy. And nobody on the insurance side of this case, when they're deciding what you should be paid, will recognize it.
You know, that's part of the big part of the claim, but just think about your work-life expectancy. Because what happens so many times is somebody comes in their office, they've been injured, they were out of work for two months, but they're back to work, but they're not going to be able to sustain it. That's provable. That's claimable. That's part of your damage, injuries, and losses. That should be claimed. And the insurance company is not going to want to talk about the future. Not going to want to talk about the future medical bills, future lost wages, future injuries, future surgery, or any of it. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. Get any of our books there. They're free. Give us a call at 303-795-5900. We're on your side because we are your champions of the people.